the prospect of a genuine economic and even political union, long thought impossible in an age dominated, it seemed, by nationalism and the nation state, looms certainly as problematic, still fraught with difficulty, but attainable. That Europe would be an economic giant, a political force of enormous influence and power. The sudden and utterly unexpected collapse of communism and the equally unanticipated unification of Germany have also transformed the ideological and geopolitical calculus of the old continent. The Cold War has passed, and the prospect of not simply a West European Union, but a union that binds East to West, that ties Poland to Portugal, has become more than a lofty but unreachable ideal. It's always perilous for historians to attempt to predict the future. It should be perfectly obvious that historians don't even agree about the past, much less the future. But what seems quite clear at this moment is that we stand at last at the close of one epoch in world history, seeking desperately for signs and clues for the new era, the new age. History does not offer a blueprint for the future. It helps us to understand the present and contemplate the future by illuminating the past, where we've been, who we are, and how we came to this point in time. In this course, in these 48 lectures, we've examined over 200 years of European history, not to provide us with magical predictive powers for a putative social science, but to understand ourselves, how people have lived, how they've confronted the basic patterns of human problems of human experience, to identify our position, to understand and comprehend our position in the chain of being. As the great American novelist Thomas Wolfe wrote in the opening lines of his great novel, Look Homeward, Angel, we are the sums of all we have not counted. Subtract us into nakedness and night again, and you will see begin in Crete 4,000 years ago the love that ended yesterday in Texas. The minute-winning days like flies buzz home to death, and each moment is a window on all time. This course, this month, this year, our entire lifetime is but a moment in historical time. And we are linked not only to one another in our common humanity, our mortality, but linked in ways we can only dimly perceive, to Robespierre and Roosevelt, to Lenin and Locke, to all of those who came before us. We carry them with us as we confront our moment in historical time as the 20th century passes and a new millennium waits on the near horizon.
I'm Tom Rollins, president of The Teaching Company. Thank you for listening to these lectures from the Superstar Teachers series. We hope you enjoyed them as much as we did. To receive a copy of our latest catalog or to order more courses, please give us a call at 1-800-TEACH-12. That's 1-800-TEACH-12.